that is used to store odds and ends in?
Oh, like the junk room.
Okay. Speaking of the daily housework, you say a woman does what every morning?
Clean up the house.
What do you sweep with?
Broom. You know, back in the olden days, you got that straw broom. You know, go out and rank straw and make broom before they got to make any stick broom, you know. Now they got a vacuum. You know, ain't see much sweeping now.
Okay.
You have to have a sweep if you got a wooden floor, but a rug floor, you run the vacuum on.
All right. Years ago on Monday, women usually did their what?
At their wash day.
Okay, what they do on Tuesday?
Iron.
What might you call both washing and ironing together?
Washing and ironing the same day.
Okay, the place in town where a bachelor might have his shirts done?
That's laundry.
Okay. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
You go upstairs, stairway.
What was the last word you used?
Stairway.
Okay. What is built outside the door to walk on and put chairs on?
Oh, that's a porch. Something in the olden days, you call it veranda, now they call it porch, you know.
Can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call that one upstairs?
You call it upstairs floor.
Okay. If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone to do what? To
shut the door or close the door.
What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
That's a weather board.
Okay. Have you ever used the word clapboard?
Yeah, clapboard, weather board. Of course, you got different names on them. Now, like the old days, you call it weather, but now they call it house side, you know.
Oh, that's what, does house side the same thing? If you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a board somewhere, you say, I took the hammer and I did what?
I nailed the board on, nailed the roof on, I nailed the end of what you're putting on now.
Okay, I want to hang something out in the barn. So I just took a nail and
drew it up in the barn, side of the barn, hang it up.
So you say the nail didn't get in there far enough, so it's got to be
drove in far enough to hold up what you're going to hang up.
All right. Every day I take my car and do what? Every day I take my car and
drive it.
Into town, okay?
Town.
What do you call a part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off?
Oh, like the drain.
Have you ever heard the term eavesdrop?
Yeah, the eave of the house, the drain.
Okay. You have a house and an L. What do you call the place where the two come together?
The L is a hanging hand house, and the L is L, and I join it together.
Okay, that's join what together?
The two houses, yeah.
All right. What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood?
Call it the woodshed.
Okay. What do you call a place in which you store your tools?
Call that the tool shed, the tool house.
Do you have a place outside for keeping your tools?
Yeah.
Outside of your house?
Yeah, sometimes you put them under the house, side of the house.
All right. What do you call outdoor toilet?
Well, that's what toilets come in. They have outdoor toilets. You don't dig a hole in the ground, and, you know.
What do you call them?
Call them privies. They're back in there. An outhouse.
Privies, okay, an outhouse. All right. Have you ever heard the word guarding house used?
Yeah, guarding, yeah.
Okay. If you had trouble and were telling me about them, you might say, well, I
had my share of trouble.
Okay. Did you hear that noise? If I ask you, did you hear that noise, what would your answer be if you heard the noise?
I said, yeah, I heard it, but I didn't pay no attention.
Okay.